Hello, kinky pillow talk audio listeners. This is Books. Today I'm not singing. Surprise, surprise. I thought I would come on here and do something a little different. So I don't like labels, but I would maybe define myself as a mild masochist. I have never explored sadism. I don't know if I would enjoy that. But I do enjoy just sensory play, sensation of a riding crop on my skin, hands, a nice smack to the ass. I do enjoy that. And if I don't get it, it's almost like I feel like something is not quite right in my world. And I was thinking about this today as I was on my walk, is that even if you're in a partnership, say you're married, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, play partner, whatever, well, we're actually really all alone. We're alone. And I think the piece that I've been missing for really a good part of a year is that relationship with myself. And just being content with being by myself. Because I feel like a lot of us just reach out to Kinky Pillow Talk Audio or Catwild Audio or Pornhub or what have you. And there's nothing wrong with it. Obviously, I enjoy it. It's gotten me through many, many hard times. But to just wake up unassisted, unaided, and just, say you're a masochist or whatever, do some sensory play with yourself, just by yourself, no Pornhub on, no performing it on video for anybody else, and then sending it off, although that's fun. Just doing it for yourself. Here I am recording this, but I wanted to send a message out because I really think that we all need to sort of embrace, some people think it's lonely, and you shouldn't look at it that way. You should think of it as a treat. You should think of it as your time, the coined phrase me time, and gain some enjoyment out of that. So I wanted this to be a ramble, but I also wanted it to be sort of a self-play, sensory play, impact play session. And you can turn this off if you're not masochistic or you don't like sensory things, but I thought we could do that. So I have my riding crop, as I've said before, and I'm going to start on my feet, just tapping. The bottom of your feet, they're actually quite sensitive. And there's something that hardly ever are touched by any object besides shoes and besides socks. They feel funny. And I'm gonna move up my calves. Feel free to join me. And into my inner thigh. Then onto my belly. And a little lower. There, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. So right now my body just feels so warm. And I think a lot of us miss out on physical touch, especially if we're alone, especially if we don't have a partner. And you can bring that to yourself. I'm going to go down the other leg, inner thigh. Feel free to go as hard as you want. It's just awakening your senses. And onto my feet. It's weird. It's a good weird. So right now my legs and my belly and everything feel really, really good. And I did that for myself. That's right. I love that. So I also want to say this is that last night I watched this movie called Bound. You can find it on Xfinity. And it was about BDSM, how this guy kind of stared this woman down in a restaurant. She came back later and she had forgotten her credit card. And he basically seduces her. And I won't give too much away. But anyway, he was a dominant. She was, didn't know she was submissive, but she was. And it was all about exposing her to all this sort of thing. And then along the way, she realizes that she was curious about switching things around. And she started utilizing this power for her work, because the submission wasn't working out well for her work, because he was not respecting her boundaries and not respecting her nose. And well, he obviously wasn't a very good person. You'll find that out if you watch the movie. But anyway, sometimes I wonder, when I request things and ask for things and beg for things, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I have that? Is that my silent way of leading and guiding? Is that my silent way of domination? I don't know, because I would consider myself very submissive. But I kind of wonder if that. I wonder that. And I wonder what everyone's feelings are on that. Anyway, you can continue your session if you'd like. But I just wanted to give you a little taste of my world. Have a good day.